蓝天之下，让梦想起航；
绿洲之中，让心灵放松。欢迎来到
蓝天绿洲 Heaven Today。
1517年10月31号，马丁路德把一张拉丁文的告白钉在了教堂的大门上，内容是辩论赎罪券的效果的。这一共有95条，又叫做95条论纲，里面主要指出了赎罪券的荒唐，它违背了圣经的所有主要教训，同时这里面也揭露了教会腐败的问题。如果教皇真的能够赦免人的罪，使人出炼狱，他就应该有爱心解放所有的人，为什么还要收钱呢？如果要建圣彼得大教堂，美第奇家族在欧洲拥有强大的势力，富可敌国，为什么不自己出钱呢？你现在收听到的是良友电台的中英双语节目《蓝天绿洲 Haven Today》，我是乐欣，和我一起主持的是 Charles Morris。
Welcome to Haven Today. I'm Charles Morris, sharing the great story that's all about Jesus. We're continuing in a series called The Five Solas. At 500. Have you heard about the five solas or loans of the Reformation? I run into lots of people who haven't, but there were five key truths rediscovered at the time of the Reformation that are really the bedrock for the good news of salvation in Jesus. Here they are: Scripture alone, faith alone, grace alone, Christ alone, glory to God alone. And today we continue by looking at solus Christus, or Christ alone. And we're going to see what Christ alone meant to the Reformers as they recovered this vital truth of the gospel and what it should mean for all of us today. But right now, we have with us on the line to talk about solus Christus, Christ alone, Dr. Stephen Lawson of One Passion Ministries. Steve, five key Reformation truths, five solas. Do you mind explaining for us just what solus Christus, Christ alone, is all about?
Certainly, Charles. Well, as you know, at the time, the Reformation was a protest against the established church of the day that was based in Rome. And there had been so many false additions to the purity and the simplicity of the gospel message that there were just layers of artificial additions to the gospel, such that the gospel was lost. And one of the key areas in which it was lost dealt with the person and work of Jesus Christ. And solus Christus means Christ alone. And specifically, that Christ alone is the mediator between God and man. 1 Timothy 2, verse 5 is abundantly clear on this. It says there's one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. And so there is no need for a priest. There is no need for a priesthood through which we have to go in order to reach God. Jesus Christ himself is the only high priest through whom we may have access to God. And we don't need the Virgin Mary in order to reach God. We do not need prayers to saints in order to reach God. And we certainly do not need a priest. We simply need Jesus Christ alone. In the Reformation, the heart of the issue was also the Reformers held to the finality of the death of Christ upon the cross, that when Jesus laid down his life and paid the ransom for sinners, there's nothing that needs to be added to that sacrifice. And yet the established church in Rome was teaching that there needed to be more, and that in the taking of the Mass, the blood of Christ was continually flowing from the side of Christ into the communion cup on a weekly basis. And the Reformer said no, that when Christ died, he made the perfect sacrifice for sin, and there is no more blood of Christ to be shed. In addition, the church in Rome began selling indulgences to rescue people out of an imaginary place called purgatory. And this, too, was an affront to solus Christos, Christ alone, that no amount of money, no silver or gold in buying an indulgence can take away sin or remove sin. Christ alone, through his shed blood, has made the only atonement for sin. Rome also said that there's the treasury of merit, that some people were so righteous that they had extra righteousness that is heaped up in a treasure house in heaven, and that people who fall short can access that righteousness. And the Reformers said, well, solus Christus, no. The righteousness of Jesus Christ is a perfect righteousness that is imputed in justification by faith alone. So for the Reformers, solus Christus was at the very heart of the gospel because Jesus Christ himself is the gospel. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the sum and the substance of the gospel. That's why Paul said, we preach Christ and him crucified. So this was a critically important issue in the Reformation, but not just in the Reformation, Charles, in the Bible itself, that Jesus Christ alone is both our great high priest and the perfect sacrifice that has been offered for us. So this really puts our finger on the live nerve of what the Reformation was all about. It was about a recovery of the gospel, a recapturing of the one true saving gospel of Jesus Christ.
Steve Lawson, coming to us from Dallas, more than anything else, you're a gospel preacher, and you just made the gospel so clear for us in these past few minutes. Thank you so much for joining us here on the program.
Charles, thank you so much for the privilege of being on your program and the opportunity to talk about something as important as solus Christus.
You're listening to Haven Today in a series we're calling Five Solas at 500.
唯独基督的意思是说基督是神与人之间唯一的中保。我们的得救唯独借着基督的工作全然成就。宗教改革期间，改革派的神学家并没有否定罗马教会关于基督的教义。他们两派之间的分歧并不是基督的位格，而是基督的工作。多个世纪以来，罗马教会已经建造了一套复杂的圣礼制度，认为人必须通过教会神父、僧侣，还有遵行教会的圣礼，才能够得到基督的恩典。教会则通过了这一系列的圣礼，有效地控制信徒从出生到死亡的全部生活。到了马丁·路德的时期，炼狱的概念已经深入人心，借着购买赎罪券而免遭炼狱痛苦的行为相当的普遍。95条论纲列出了反对赎罪券的95条论点，马丁·路德的目的是为了征求学术的辩论。这95条论纲主要就在讲悔改才是神赦免的唯一途径，赎罪券仅仅只能够买赎从人来的惩罚，不能够买赎人在炼狱中所受到的刑罚。因为首先那个刑罚是神加给你的，教会法或者教皇都没有权利可以减免。其次呢，赎罪券也不能够换取耶稣和圣徒的功德来减免刑罚，它反而是助长了发行经手人的贪婪，引发了大众对教皇的反对，这是对信徒进入天国的一种虚假的平安保证。95条的第一条和最后一条是说到，当我主耶稣基督说你们应当悔改时，他的意愿是希望信徒们用其一生的力量来致力于悔改。唯有经历各种的苦难，而不是虚假的平安担保，才能够有把握进入天国。从这个内容上来看，我们可以知道马丁·路德在写95条论纲的时候，他还是接受了炼狱的观点，并且呢，也支持教廷还有教皇的权柄，特别是对于教会法，路德认为教会法的权柄更是高过了教皇的权柄。 直到一年之后，教皇发布了教谕，澄清了关于赎罪券的一些观点，明确地提出，通过教皇的祈求，上帝会将基督和圣徒有余的功德释放出来，减免人在炼狱时暂时要受到的刑罚。但是到了这个时候呢，路德的思想已经进一步发展，只承认圣经的权威，不再接受教会法能够有与圣经一样的权威。马丁路德这一些改革派的神学家就认识到，天主教的圣礼模糊了圣经所教导的，也模糊了基督本身和基督的工作。罗马教会将基督当作是上帝恩典的分配者，而不是一位救赎主，只有基督才是我们的中保。就像瑞士的宗教改革领袖茨韵里所说的，基督是过去、现在还有将来所有人得救的道路。My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name.
3 I want us to look at 3 important things to this idea of Christ alone. Christ plus nothing else. 3 things. First, Christ alone is our mediator. I'm thinking about the idea of how sinners like you and me can be reconciled with God. It's like Steve Lawson said, the Bible couldn't be more clear on this point. We have no need for another mediator, and there is no other mediator. Paul wrote to Timothy, for there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all people. When Paul says there's one mediator, he's saying solus Christus, Christ alone. The need for a mediator between God and us is a universal problem. And the desire for a mediator is a desire found in the oldest pages of Scripture. Job longed for this when he said in Job 9, if only there were someone to mediate between us, someone to bring us together, someone to remove God's rod from me so that his terror would frighten me no more. Then I would speak up without fear of him. but as it now stands with me, I cannot. Job 9, verses 33 and 34. Pretty profound, isn't it? I think we can say that Job had no idea how perfectly he had captured a picture of Jesus when he spoke these words of frustration and fear. If only someone could mediate between us. Or as the Hebrew says, lay a hand on us both and bring us together. I think we're all familiar with this sense of guilt and shame, aren't we? The need for a mediator? It's ingrained in us from the moment we're playing with our brothers and sisters as children and someone really messes up. Who's going to tell Mom? Who's going to tell Dad? You tell them. No, you go tell them. We want to go between when we know we are at fault. Multiply that many times over and it gets at that sense that God sees us for who we really are, with his gavel always ready to come down in judgment, we think. C.S. Lewis really got it right when he said, unless Christianity is wholly false, the perception of ourselves, which we have in moments of shame, must be the only true one. What Lewis was saying is that unless we're really as bad as we think we are in moments of shame, then there's really no need for the good news of Jesus. But if we really are as bad as we think we are, then the scandal of the cross becomes beautiful. When Jesus' arms were stretched across that plank of wood on Calvary, the hands that were torn apart by those iron spikes were fulfilling what Job had always longed for, a hand laid on a desperate sinner and on the God of all the universe. That actually happened at the cross. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. That's from 1 Peter 3:18.
哥罗西书让我们看见了基督的神性。 这爱子是那看不见的上帝的形象，是首先的，在一切被造的之上。 因为天上地上的万有看得见的和看不见的，无论是做王位的或是做主的，或是执政的或是掌权的，都是本着他造的。万有都是借着他，又是为他而造的。他在万有之先，万有也一同靠着他而存在。唯独恩典就说道：救恩临到我们身上，唯独靠上帝的恩典。唯独基督就指出来。 因为基督是万王之王，所以赦罪、永生还有救恩都是从他来的，是上帝白白的赐给世人的礼物。所以，基督的门徒们所传达的就是以基督为中心的福音，正像是彼得所说的：“这位耶稣基督，你们把他钉死在十字架上，上帝却使他从死人中复活，除了他以外，别无拯救。” 因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。又像是保罗说到的，因为我曾立定了主意，在你们中间什么都不知道，只知道耶稣基督和他钉十字架的事。耶稣基督是圣经的中心，以及是上帝的终极启示。上帝救赎了世人，是单单借着耶稣基督所做的一切来成就的。 唯有耶稣基督的牺牲，才足以使世人与上帝和好。耶稣完美的顺服了上帝的律法，他就是第二位亚当。起初，亚当照着上帝的形象被造成一个顺服、信实的人。永存的圣子基督也成为了肉身，生在律法之下，为了来完成第一位亚当所没能完成的使命。耶稣遵守了律法的一点一画。 因此，他在上帝的审判面前是完全的圣洁、完美的公义。不但如此，耶稣也为那些无法自救的罪人满足了上帝公义的审判。虽然他完全圣洁公义，在他个人没有任何可以指责定罪的地方，但是他却在十字架上代替了罪人受到刑罚，把一切的咒诅和刑罚担在了自己的身上。所以， 耶稣所做的有两方面，他主动地满足了律法的要求，也被动地忍受了审判和死亡的痛苦。耶稣为罪人所完成的工作是完美无瑕的。
Another thing we should think about is this idea of merit. Merit is earning something. Maybe you were in the Boy Scouts or the Girl Scouts. Maybe you worked very hard on merit badges. You get the badge if you deserve it. And like Steve Lawson said, the church in Luther's day had started thinking about merit as if it were stored up in some giant bank vault that could be borrowed from or transformed from, say, a more worthy person to a less meritorious person. But that is not the picture the Bible paints. I'm thinking here of 2 Timothy 1:9, where it's very clear that the only merit that counts for anything is the merit of Christ. Paul said that God the Father saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of His own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time. Second, we see here that Christ alone is our merit. The old hymn is right. There is no merit of my own. I'm done for if my salvation rests on the merit of myself. My only hope is found in Jesus' righteousness, given to me by grace when I am united to Christ alone. So Christ alone is mediator, first. Christ alone is merit, second. But there's another side to this sparkling diamond of Christ alone, and here it is, third. Christ alone is our sacrifice. And it is the cross and the cross alone. There is no continual, ongoing propitiation of sins. The author of Hebrews won't let us see it any other way, other than once for all, it was totally done on the cross. And I'm thinking here of Hebrews 10. Let me read to you from verse 11. Day after day, every priest stands and performs his religious duties. Again and again, he offers the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But when this priest had offered for all time one sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God. And since that time, he waits for his enemies to be made his footstool. For by one sacrifice, he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy. Once for all, covered forever. By the blood of Jesus alone.
海德堡要理问答的第60个问题就是问道，我们怎么样才能够在上帝的面前称义呢？答案是说，唯独借着对耶稣基督的真信心。尽管我的良心控告我严重的干犯了上帝的一切诫命，从来没有遵守其中的任何一条，并且仍然倾向于各样的罪恶。然而，上帝出于白白的恩典，并非出于我的任何功德，就将基督完全的补罪、公义和圣洁归算了给我，就好像我本来没有罪，也从来没有犯过罪一样，也好像我自己成为了基督为我所做成的一切的顺服。这一切的恩惠，只要我用信心接受就够了。
When we turn to Scripture alone,It tells us that salvation is by grace alone. The way to receive that grace is by faith alone. And the one we put our faith in is Christ alone. As the last sola says, that's worth praising God for and giving all glory to Him alone.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song.This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love.Of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, sworn by the ones He came to save.Till on that cross as Jesus died,
Alone here on Haven Today, in our fourth day in a series called The Five Solas at 500. Christ alone. No one else could keep the law. No one else could be perfect. Christ alone. This was one of the solas, the alones of the Reformation. You cannot be good enough. You cannot be perfect enough. Christ alone could satisfy God's punishment for sin. Christ alone could give us His perfect record.
这就是今天蓝天绿洲的全部分享内容了。我们讲到的是唯独基督。当我们再次定睛在基督的身上时，就会思想到他的工作已经完成了，他已经做了洁净罪的工作，现在回到了父神的右边。我们在他完美无瑕的工作上实在是无法再增加什么内容了。如果听完节目之后你有任何的感受的话，欢迎发送短信到13229966122来和乐心或者和 Charles 说一下。短信的开头请你加上蓝天。在下周我们就会和你来谈一谈最后一个唯独，唯独神得荣耀。愿神祝福你，下期时间我们不见不散。 My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but